WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Thank you, C-Sing. We're out. You know what? Play my old one. Play my old intro right now. Push my old one, too.
WBDG, Indianapolis.
I want to do something crazy.
90.9.
Old and new. Now, that was my old intro.
Are you ready?
That's my new one. This is my old one now.
Indianapolis.
Which one you like?
The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is...
See, we're going to wake everybody
Emerson.
Up this morning.
This is School
now,
Talk.
Now, when I say we, the right station you to go at the right time. Sometimes I'm talking to my guest now, so we're going to wake it up.
There we go. Lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Air Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Get ready to take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson 1000, 2000, 4000. How far can you count, Zach?
I don't know. I can count pretty far.
That's how long I've been on the radio since 2003. Welcome back to School Talk on the West Side, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School. Push the magic button because I got some awesome guests in the show, on the show today. Woo! And I want to get right to it. I had to do that because it's the reason why I did that. I'll tell you that later. But right now, before I get to my guests, I want to know what's happening on the Zach. What's on the big?
Well, on the big board, Ben Davis will be starting off their football defending 6A state championship year as number one in the state against Tech. That is at Tech Friday, August 21st at 7 p.m. Pre-game is at 6:15. So don't forget to go out and support your Ben Davis Giants football team. Out of the Darkness Walk to Prevent Suicide is September 12th. That is at White River State Park. That is at 1:30. Back to School Night is August 27th. 6:30 is Pick Up Student Schedules. And 7 o'clock is First Class. Also, School Talk with Emerson is right now at 7:30. Yeah, and it replays Sunday at 2.
That's the big board.
That's the big board.
Hey, in my studio, I got the principal. The principal, the awesomeness. Is that a word, awesomeness? It is now, if it was not. Sandy Squire.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be back for another school
year. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're our principal. Push the magic button, y'all. I wear it out. Woo! She's in charge of this great big campus called Ben Davis High School. And she's doing an awesome job. And I say that not because I'm sitting here, but it's the truth. It's a fact.
Thank you.
You are doing an awesome job. And thank you very much for your service to our kids.
Thank you. Well, I love what I do. And I'm ready for another great school year.
And that shows. You know, a lot of people do a lot of different things. But that shows in the way you carry yourself. And that's huge. Okay. I don't take that for granted. I hope folks don't. But it shows that you love what you do. And that's pretty awesome.
Thank you so much.
And we got some new folks in the school. I saw on the website, they had a whole batch, a new crop of teachers coming on board here at Ben Davis High School. A lot of new things happening in Wayne Township. And I played my old promo because we got a bus app.
That's right.
We got a bus app. And Department Promo talks about getting on the bus, getting to school. And we got a bus app. That is so wild here in Wayne Township. But anyway, I got new guests in the studio, new guests to the school. And I want you to take some time out, Principal Squire, to introduce some new administration team members here at Ben Davis High School.
Absolutely. These are two of my new cabinet members are with us this morning. I'm going to start off with introducing Dominic Day. He goes by Dom Day.
Dominic.
And he is joining us from Lyndhurst Junior High, 7th and 8th grade center.
Hi.
And I keep telling him every single day, the high school's where it's at. He's at the high school now. We don't want him to ever leave. So I'm sorry to take him from Lyndhurst, but we're happy to have him. So introducing Mr.
Here.
Day.
Happy to be here.
Get that mic for us. Like TV, they can't see your handsome face, but I want to hear your awesomest voice. We also have in the studio, I'm going to get back. Just go ahead and give me the second individual, then I'll go ahead and I'll come back to Mr. Day.
Sure thing. The other new cabinet member we have this morning is Tim Pratt. And Tim is now an assistant principal with Area 31. He's also the assistant director for Area 31. So he's a Ben Davis assistant principal. I'm working on my team and the assistant director for Area 31. He's been with us for a while. He was our project lead the way coordinator, and we're happy to have him on our team as well.
Wow. I'm very excited to be here.
Glad to have you here, both of you. Before I could dig right into both of you, Principal Squire, I know you got a very you got a short time with us. You got to go do some work, but new school year, big changes, any big changes that our parents need to know about?
Well, you know, every year there's big changes. Every year. So this year it's going from Cross Point to Skyward. And for parents, it's going to be going from Pep to Skyward.
Oh, I like Pep.
Yeah. Pep's going away. Pep's gone. Pep is gone. But we have transferred over to Skyward. So right now we're still getting all the academic history, discipline history, and everything up into Skyward. Mm-hmm. But the students are in. And so again, there's an app for that. So there's a Skyward app. So we do love it. We've found already that it's very user-friendly, and once our parents are on, we think they're really going to like it, too.
That is awesome. Technology plays an awesomest? Is that word again?
It's a word today.
Yeah, word. Because our young people, they're so connected when it comes to technology. I mean, and I've seen, because you see them walking down the street, and they don't know where they're walking, but those are adults. I'm sorry. my bad. I'm sorry. You see, like, for a walk, they got their technology in their hand, they're walking, looking at the text or looking at the phone, looking at YouTube while they're walking. And those are the adults. So, you know, our young people got it bad. If the adults got it really, really, really bad. But our children are a vital part of our community, and high school plays a big role. And Mr. Day, you coming from I don't want to say a smaller school, because that school's not too little, but you're coming to the big times. Let me just say the big times. What's your thoughts? What are you thinking? Remember that principal sitting right next to you. I'm just kidding.
Well, what has helped as far as with this transition is as far as the support of the team. Mm-hmm. The administrative team, the kids have been great as well. You know, within my first couple of days, you know, I definitely got myself lost around the school, mm-hmm. and between the administration and also some of the students. They've helped me out. You know, I've been a giant for the last 7 years.
Okay.
So over at Lyndhurst. So it was a smooth transition because I bleed purple. So coming onto this team, you know, a much bigger environment, but it's still Wayne Township.
Now you're going to be, you are the dean of students.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're working with our young people sometimes when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And understanding that, how huge is the role of our parents as it pertains to our young people? Because, you know, you're not their father. You're not their mother. But you're dealing with a situation whereas you're having to discipline them or deal with their issues. So Where should the parents be in this? You know, what advice do you give to the parents before they even, you know, what role do our parents play?
I think it has to be a partnership. You know, one of our big mantras across the district is homeschool community.
Oh.
And I think that is exactly what the dean's office represents, is that homeschool community connection where together that's how we improve. So my partnership with the parents is what ensures as far as the success for their child. Yes, they are in my office because they made a mistake, but I need the parents and they need me as far as to inform them what's going on. I need the parents for that support. So the parents that I've been able to work with this year have been phenomenal, and I couldn't do my job effectively without their support.
Okay, one of your challenges, and I shouldn't say one of your challenges, to young folks to understand that you're not the enemy. I mean, you are not the enemy. You're here like Principal Squire and all the other teachers to help them get to that next level. You know, How do you plan to handle that? How do you handle that? Because you face the same thing at the middle school.
Yeah, one of my big sayings is discipline with dignity, reprimand with respect. That's one of my mottos. So as far as for me, I'm there to hold them accountable. As young adults,
accountable. That's a big word.
Accountability.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is produce successful habits. And as I meet with students, my job is to help them to reflect. And as I help them to build these successful habits, that's the goal, to make sure that they can move forward and make better choices in the future.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We need that. Mr. Pratt, Area 31 is huge.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I often told folks, if you don't know what you want to do, take a visit, take a ride, take a walk through Area 31. It's there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's there. We have over 30 programs, all of them aligned with dual credit and post-secondary transitions, pathways to institutions for these students. And it's great because these students can come here while they're in high school, getting their diplomas, and also pick up the technical proficiencies, the college credits that can help them transition into professions that are high demand, high wage paying. And we even have some unique programs that are starting to come to full fruition, like our Early College Career Center program. Those students, the first students that started that program are now juniors. And if they complete all the credits in that program, they can graduate not only with their high school diploma, but also an associate's degree from Vincennes University.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, there's some programs like right now, the juniors that are in the pharmacy tech, just in their three-hour block are going to receive 22 college credits. Just their junior year for pharmacy or for pharmacy technician. And those types of programs come to our first generation college students at no cost to them too. So it's kind of a high reward, low risk for the students. I was just speaking to the students at the VCA Academy at our ninth grade center yesterday. And a lot of them were talking about, well, I'm not sure if this is the right pathway that I want to go down. And okay. I told them, that's the whole high reward, low risk. Like, you're not pigeonholed into this one profession. What you're gaining is a skill that makes you more marketable, that can lead to many different pathways. And in addition, they also can complete their Indiana Core 30 credits, which can transfer to any state institution. So if they choose to go to Purdue, IU, IUPUI, they basically would have a year worth of college credits already coming with them in there. Can save them a lot of money.
Wow. As educators, it's a question for all three of y'all. When did you want to be an educator? When did you want to be a teacher? Mr. Pratt, you start.
Well, I'll tell you
that. And then why?
Well, I grew up in West Lafayette, so what you do when you graduate high school is you go to Purdue, right?
Okay.
So you start going to Purdue.
Okay.
But I didn't have a career center. I didn't have a way to start finding my path in high school, so you did what you were supposed to do. You go to Purdue. So I really did waste about a year of college just taking some different electives. I got into computer programming because I made a lot of money.
I heard
and
that.
As I'm going down that path, I was like, this is not what I want to do. But I was also coaching wrestling at my old high school.
Okay.
And I was working with those kids every day. That I could see myself being happy. You know, if you really love your job, you don't work a single day of your life. So that's what started me down the path.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. 2003, y'all, on the radio. Thank goodness, school board, the principals, the staff. I love what I do because he's right about high five on TV style. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll come down. Mr. Day, same question.
I would say the senior year of high school, I grew up in Michigan City, Indiana,
Woo!
Northwest Indiana. So as southern as you call it, the region.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember that.
Never knew it was called the region until I came down to Indiana University, Bloomington. So I'm a Hoosier.
Here we go, y'all.
a little against that PU, that boil up, but it was my senior year, and I had a teacher that really really motivated me and made social studies come to life for me, where I found my voice. That's where I first started to incorporate hip-hop into my classroom. So from that day forward, I started to kind of evolve as a hip-hop educator.
Okay.
Incorporating and infusing hip-hop culture within my curriculum. So that kind of put me on my path to go down to Indiana University. And at the School of Education, got to really hone in my craft and got an opportunity to travel nationally to present on that. Mm-hmm. And then found my home in the classroom. Been doing that for the last almost 10 years. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I'm a, yeah, best principal. Yeah, same question to you, too.
Absolutely. You know, I think we've talked about this before.
We have. And
that I have really been a teacher my whole life. As far back as I can remember, my mom taught adaptive aquatics, and I was a competitive swimmer, so I used to go with her and help her. And that turned into me teaching swimming lessons at a very young age. And so the teaching and education aspect's always been there. I've always known I was going to teach. It was just what level, what subject, that was in question. And that kind of became clear as I went through my career path. But the teaching part was always there. But I do want to take just 2 seconds real fast to brag about myself, because am I not the smartest woman to have such greatness around me? I mean, do I not just... You know, come on.
Push that button.
I love it. I love it. You got to be your biggest fan.
These two new hires are just amazing, and we're just, you know, we're lucky to have them on our team. So very happy.
I'm excited. Now the board's open for any guys just to chime in. Communication. All three of you talk about communication. Communicate with our young people. And I think that's one of the barriers that we have to overcome with our young people today is the communication. You talk about hip-hop, you talk about education, you talk about swimming, you're talking about the things that you do in your past. How will you use your past, all three of you, to communicate with our young people of today? And I'm 60 years old. It's a little bit different. So I'm a little older. But our kids, to me, they're still kids, but sometimes they disconnect. You know, what can you do? How are you going to do it? What are you going to use to communicate with our kids? What style? Just lay it on me. Start, Mr. Pratt.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start. Well, when you talk about communicating with our youth, I just want to point out that I am the youngest person on the cabinet, so it gives me an advantage of connecting with the youth.
It's going to be a good year, y'all.
No, the truth is for me, it comes very much to the same skills that we used as teachers in the classroom, is that when we want to have these conversations with our students, we want to provide the relevance to why that conversation is happening. So, for example, just the other day, I was talking to a group of students that they come back to the Career Center. We want to get them ready for the next level. That we want them to act like it's a college setting. We want them to conduct themselves in that way. And then when they're becoming a little rowdy teenagers back there and we have a discussion about it, they say, well, these adults are coming at them wrong. You know, they don't understand them. They're taking away their identity. So we had a conversation and told them it's about code switching. Just like every teacher here, they're going to act different when they're talking to their children at home, when they're out with their friends, and when they're interviewing for a job. So code switching, I said, is a skill. And a skill is something that you use to your benefit.
What's it called?
Code switching. You know, just our ability to change our identities, the way we present ourselves. It's not being fake. It's a skill that helps us get to what we want to achieve to obtain the goals that we've set forward for ourselves. So just having a conversation with them like that helps them understand the relevance of why that conversation even became to take place.
That's huge.
So that's usually been the approach I try to take with them.
I don't take that skill lightly.
No.
I hope the students listening don't, because you said a mouthful there, because, you know, especially when it comes to a job interview, if you walk in with your pants sagging, talking mm-hmm. street lingo, talking bad ebonics. Emerson said that. You know, you're not going to get that job.
No, you got to think about the way you present yourself, especially in something when we're talking about our career center. We're presenting ourselves to employers, we're presenting ourselves to the post-secondary institutions we want to go to. Are we doing the things now so that we're ready when those opportunities come?
Wow.
Because, you know, it's not luck. Luck is preparation combined with opportunity. So what are we doing to prepare ourselves?
Mr. Sams.
Actually, I'm going to jump in because I'm the second youngest on the cabinet. I'm only like a day older than Mr. Pratt, I think. So I'm going to jump in and answer this question.
I love it.
Obviously, humor is something that we can always use to relate. But for me, it's just about, it's similar to what Mr. Day said earlier, it's about treating each student with dignity and respect. When you approach a student like they're an actual human being mm-hmm. who has thoughts and feelings, and you give them... You know, it's respect and listen to what they have to say. Communication is not an issue. It's if you approach them in a way that is disrespectful that you're going to get some disrespect back. So, you know, for us, it's just about treating students with dignity and respect.
Love it. Mr. Day.
And everything that they said was right on. And I think the last thing is just building those relationships. And as you build those relationships, you know, with communicating, we got to listen. We got to listen to our students. Our students have stories. So as far as in my background, you know, coming from up north, seeing my mother progress from poverty to the middle class through education, and going through those struggles of growing up in the inner city, listening and feeling that my story is valued, to truly listen to where I'm coming from so that you can help me. I think that's something that we take as we build those relationships with our students, to truly effectively communicate with them. We got to make sure we listen to them as we build those relationships, so we can individualize each individual story on how we can help.
Wow. Dropping some bombs. I know my... like I said, my mission is to, you know, excite the youth and let them understand that, yeah, they're going to make mistakes, but, you know, you can learn from those mistakes. And I think the smartest person in this room is Principal Squire. Push the magic button. I just got to say it. Because I mean, I'm here because of her. You guys here because of her. And Ben Davis, you got an awesome principal because she got some awesome folks on her cabinet. And you guys got to go to work. I know you do. We're going to stay for 5 more minutes. Give me 30 seconds to clear the board. I'm going to let you guys get back in and you got to get in the hallway. But you got a, Mrs. Squire, you did it.
Thank you.
You did it. You got some.
Great team.
You got a great team. Push the magic button. You guys get out and get back to work. Good job. Woo! Oh, we're going to get them back now. I'm going to get them back one-on-one. This was just a teaser to see what Ben Davis got going on throughout the year. You got some awesome administrator, but both, I'm getting all of them one-on-one for 30 minutes. Hip Hop Day, you're coming back. I mean, it's push anything. I don't care what you push. Just
check
push
out my new time machine.
You can do
Does
that.
It work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Wow. Huge. Zach, that was huge.
Oh,
that
yes.
was huge. I mean, that was a first. That was a first. I've never had a guest actually leave before my ending, but they had to go into the hallways because, like, you got dean of students, so he needs to be out there. You got the assistant principal, Area 31. He's got way across the hall to Area 31, getting his hallway. Then you got the principal squire. So you got to watch over everybody in the hallway. So we had the A team in here today.
Oh yeah.
You know, and And y'all, I'll say y'all as students, y'all got a good team of administrators that will listen to you. And I like when he says students have stories because, you know, a lot of you guys are going through stuff like we adults go through stuff. And when folks don't listen to you, man, it makes you feel so small.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not important. And that's not the case because, you know, you bleed like I bleed. You breathe like I breathe. You know, we all go through stuff. Stuff happens. And the main thing about stuff happening is you got to go through it. And when you got a team like these individuals going to allow you to go through it and they'll go through it with you for help, that is awesome. 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 Awesomeness. Because my mission is to excite the youth to think before they react. And I want them to replace negative thinking with positive thinking. And the things that I do, I want to show them that it's not where you come from, not your neighborhood, not your surrounding. You can be anything you want to be despite your past mistakes. You just wake up in the morning, a brand new day, and start over and go for it and make it all good. Oh, man. So it's going to be an all good year.
Yes.
At Ben Davis this year. We're going to repeat as football champs. I already know it. We're going to compete well and awesomeness. It's more awesomeness in the basketball and all the sports. So I'm looking forward to an awesome year here in Wayne Township. And once again, thanks go out to the school board, Dr. Butts, Principal Squire, for allowing me to be on the airway since 2003.
Yes.
And that is pretty cool. Let me do it. Let me push the magic button for myself. Go ahead. Yeah, let me have it. Yeah. Push the magic button for myself. Yeah. Woo. Well, Zach, what do you think? Second show?
It's not bad, not bad. I'm starting to get the hang of it and everything. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Well, it's going to get deeper from here and get better. We're going to try to get some mayoral. Can you say that three times?
Mayoral. Nah, not really. Sorry.
The candidate's running for mayor. We'll try to get them on the airways and any other muckety mucks that might be out there. Yeah, muckety muck is this in the dictionary. It means very important person.
Muckety
muck. So I'm not trying to call somebody some names that they're not. So some of you guys might be a muckety muck. You never know. You know, Zach, you might be a muckety muck. Mama, you're a muckety muck. No, this is your pop. What you call me? Pop. Mama, it's in the dictionary. Man, you're a very important person. I didn't call you. Now I'm sorry. Don't never say it again. Who said that? Mr. Adam, why are you telling my son? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Zach, what's your first class today?
My first class is economics.
How you like it?
It's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. Of course, I'm trying to go for my technical honors diploma this year. So that's one of the things I'm starting to get to understand. And it's very challenging at first, but once you get comfortable and settled in, and everything just starts to flow in, and things just start connecting, and you just start getting things, and it's starting to make sense for me. Just as the classroom gatherings and people. Awesome. So I'm starting to get used to it. A few things that I wish could have changed was with all the distractions and everything. So
okay, one thing I don't want to change, Zach, you my producer for the year, so don't change that. And I'd like to thank the Principal Squire, Mr. Day, and Mr. Pratt for being on the show this morning. Time to get you to that class. So let's get out of here.
Yes.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just don't copy the wrong cat. Don't do it. You got to copy the right one. And you know what? I can't stand it. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I saw a guy sagging at the gas station the other day. He's walking like a duck. Waddling across. He can't run. He can't walk. Your hips gonna be broken. Pull your pants up. I just can't stand it. Be a man. I'm sorry. I get emotional. The views expressed in schools are necessary views of the embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, but they are views of my guests. So I'll see you next week on School Talk.